Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in Redmond for the next 7 days. Jennifer, what is happening around town?
Well, Microsoft's return to work mandate officially kicked off on Monday, February 23rd, which means thousands of employees are now back on campus at least 3 days a week.
I feel sorry for them because working from home is a pretty sweet deal.
For several reasons. There's no commute. You get to have real lunches. You get to work in your sweatpants. But here's the upside for the rest of Redmond. Coffee shops, lunch spots, and town center businesses are about to feel that weekday energy again because they'll have more foot traffic, more packed patios. So if you run a local business, this week might feel very different.
The Drowsy Chaperone Jr. opens Friday at the Redmond Academy of Theater Arts. This is a Broadway Jr. version of the Tony-winning comedy, and it's full of over-the-top characters, old-school musical numbers, and ridiculous plot twists. It's rated PG, so it works for families, especially if you've got kids in theater. Tickets are available now. If you want a local Friday night show that just isn't dinner out, this is a good one.
Soul Food Drag Night is happening Saturday, February 28th, from 7 to 9 at Soul Food Coffee House. Hosted by the House of NB, this monthly show brings big personalities, sharp humor, and a room full of energy. Tickets are $10, and it's one of those nights where you just settle in and let the performers run the room. If you've never been to a drag show at Soul Food, well, now's your chance.
Study with Dogs is Wednesday night from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Redmond Library. Therapy Dogs from Reading with Rover will be there so middle and high school students can do homework in a way less stressful environment. No registration is required. You just show up. It's simple but kind of genius. Homework is less terrible when there's a dog next to you.
That is true.
Very few things in life are terrible when you have a dog next to you. If you've got midterms coming up, this is an easy win.
Trivia Wednesday is February 25th from 7 to 9 at Northwest Brewing Pint and Pie. They run it every week, and it's one of those low-pressure, show-up-with-friends kind of nights. So grab a pint, split a pie, and see if your random knowledge is actually useful. Teams usually fill up fast, so get there early if you want a table. This is a solid midweek excuse to get out of the house and have some fun.
Riftbound Nexus Nights returns Friday from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Uncle's Games in the Redmond Town Center. Entry is $10, and every player gets a Riftbound booster pack just for participating. It's a best-of-one format, unless turnout is smaller. Then they may switch it all up. But if you're into trading card games and you've got a teen who is, this is a built-in Friday night plan. Jennifer, I would like you to explain. I understood what all of those words meant. I have no idea what I just read, though.
It's for the Riftbound Nexus fans.
Oh, what is that?
I only know traditional cards, Pinochle, and Go Fish.
Uncles, when are you going to have Pinochle or Go Fish night?
Okay, it's time for Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or a tidbit about life in and around Redmond. You ready?
Yep.
What happened in 1963 that transformed Redmond from a farming village into a Seattle suburb?
Oh my God. What are my choices?
Your choices are A, Microsoft was founded, B, the Evergreen Point Floating Bridge opened, C, the railroad arrived, or D, they discovered gold in Marymore Park.
So it's 1963.
Yes, 1963.
Okay, so the first choice was Microsoft opened, or Microsoft was founded. Okay, no, that Microsoft wasn't founded in 1963.
I'm not even sure, like, how old Bill Gates was. He, like, was even born then, probably. He's probably a little kid or something.
He's like my age, right? Big difference in the amount of money we each have, Jennifer. I think we were born around the same time. So it's not Microsoft was founded. The Evergreen Point floating bridge open. A lot of floating bridges around here. That could be it. The railroad arrived. The railroad arrived, 1963.
Railroads are usually more old-timey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They discovered gold in Marymore. That would explain why the real estate market is so high, maybe.
It's in all of our backyards.
I got to go with the Evergreen Point floating bridge opening.
Well, Dan, you would be right, because that opened up a whole new way to get back and forth between the city and little old Redmond. So yes, B is the answer. The Evergreen Point floating bridge opened. When the Evergreen Point floating bridge opened in 1963, it directly connected Redmond to Seattle across Lake Washington. So that one little piece of infrastructure changed everything. Commutes got easier, development accelerated, farms started turning into neighborhoods, and Redmond began to shift from a small agricultural town to a full-fledged suburb.
Word is Redmond Rumor Mill.
Rumor Mill, we are hearing that a popular Seattle coffee roaster is scouting space in the Redmond Town Center. Oh, ho, ho, who could it be? This place is known for their single origin pour overs and are very serious coffee people. Who could it be? Now, nothing is confirmed yet. No official announcement. Could be in the early talks, could be nothing, but if it's real, Town Center mornings might look very different. So who do you think it is? Head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post. We want to know your guess as who this coffee roaster might be, and we want to know if you've heard anything. Spill the coffee beans, people. Before we leave, we want to ask a quick question. We want to know who the best veterinarian is in Redmond. Head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond and find the post called Your Picks and drop your vote in the comments. We want to know who you think is the best vet in Redmond.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. You can find it at bestofredmond.com. And we'll see you in the next one, or maybe even before that, walking around Redmond.
By the way, if you like this podcast, please do us a favor. Share, spread the news, leave a review. What do you do? Like it. Smash that like button.
Smash it. Yeah, destroy it, Dan. And, you know, it really does help us. We're just a little baby podcast, so if you want to help us grow, we would super appreciate that.
We will see you guys on Thursday. Later.